I knew very well that stores were destroyed in the pogrom night. My brother-in-law was a professional firefighter. The synagogue was in Herzog-Rudolf-Straße, and the fire department was called out. They wanted to put out the fire, but their hoses were cut through. That was the work of the SA men. That night, there were more SA men running around than civilians. I wasn't there, nor was my family. One of the very few, it has to be said. Right after the pogrom night, people were saying, "There are still Jews around." There were these big steamer trunks, really big cases. They took their things away in them. People said there was no war yet because there were still Jews around. The smart ones got away, and the small fish were killed. The area around Gärtnerplatz was the Jewish quarter, so to say. The old town, that's where the Jews were. They had their stores there and lived there. That's how it was. But they were the small fry. The rich ones lived in Wiedenmeierstraße. There was a hospital under Jewish direction in Hermann-Schmidt-Straße. Jews were also involved in the other hospitals. Whether they were also in the Thousand-Year Reich, I don't know. Normal people had the same relation to Jews as to colored people today. There are some you don't like. There'll always be people like that. Things are much worse in America. The things that happened in Auschwitz, it never entered my imagination. As a private in the army, I simply had no idea. You only heard what the head of the unit you were in wanted to tell you. It was a closed world. One knew about Dachau. It wasn't only Jews out there, but everyone. Political prisoners, communists, criminals. What happened to them? Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. The only people who were there were SA men. They were after the women. But my wife was good at turning them off.